over the last several years, we have seen a major increase in the number of ransomware attacks across all sectors in our nation. And most recently, we saw a massive ransomware attack on critical infrastructure that controls the flow of half of all of the oil along the eastern seaboard. We have seen ransomware attacks target both private and public sector interests. And without a strategic plan in place, we remain sitting ducks for those entities trying to exploit our systems for significant financial gain. Senate Bill 726 is that strategic plan that the Commonwealth, our municipalities, our school districts, counties, state-owned universities, state-related universities need to protect its assets paid for with hard-earned taxpayer dollars. This bill would prohibit knowingly possessing, using, selling, transferring, developing, or threatening to use or inducing another to use ransomware. The bill imposes grading penalties based on the monetary request made by those seeking ransomware payments. Furthermore, the bill requires the timely notification of a ransomware attack on state-owned assets. Probably most important, the bill would prohibit the state or any local entity from using any taxpayer dollars to pay for a ransomware attack. The only exception is if the state is under a disaster declaration by the governor. Finally, the bill would require the Office of Administration to study the preparedness and ability of state agencies to respond to ransomware attacks and review best practices. OA would be required to submit an annual report to the General Assembly with specific information on ransomware attacks. Ransomware attacks are the new 21st century battlefield. Foreign governments and adversaries are constantly looking for new ways to exploit systems in the United States. And Senate Bill 726 puts in place a process that would establish clear parameters to mitigate this very real threat.